Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Ma'at Hotep, and welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and this is, of course, one of the official broadcasts for the Million Woman March, and now it's Universal Movement. We welcome you tonight, and thank you for tuning in. As usual, we have a very interesting and I'm sure inspirational show for you. Tonight we're going to feature some information, certainly about upcoming Million Woman Movement activities and events, because we definitely need your support and certainly welcome it. And we're going to also talk more about one of the projects that is probably the one of the key projects, shall I say, from the Million Woman Movement, which does come, in fact, from the original platform. You know, for some it was a day, for others it was a opportunistic kind of thing, but for many it was the beginning of a journey to really bring forth not just power and not just justice, but unity, strength, particularly for sisters, for women and girls of African descent, and certainly self-determination for all of our people worldwide. That's what MWM was about then. That's what we're about now. And, you know, I just feel so blessed today to be able to be here after 14 long years of trials and tribulations. But I have to tell you of some wonderful lessons that have really helped to make certain that as we proceed now, oh, my goodness, it is going to be something else. They ain't seen nothing yet. They think they saw something in 97 with 2.5 million. Huh. Well, wait till you see what we're getting ready to unfold now. And the beautiful thing about it is nobody will be able to stop it. Not just will they not be able to stop it, they won't be able to do nothing but get out the way. And that is exactly what we've been working on for all this period of time. And it's just so wonderful to finally be able now today to, you know, not only share this great information and this great mission, but also now to embark upon it in such a way that it literally gets the job done. So as usual, we want to give thanks and praises to our Creator. And certainly we are just inspired and guided by our freedom-fighting ancestors. So with that said, we're going to move on with tonight's program. Let's see. Joining us live very shortly is going to be, she has so many titles and also so many attributes. So I'm just going to say, I guess, Queen Mother, Dr. Dolores Blakely. You've heard her here on our program on numerous occasions, but, you know, I want to give a special salute to Queen Mother for the wonderful job that she has been doing and will do in the future for certain, because, you know, we've got the chance to bear witness to Queen Mother saying she was going to do some things and did, in fact, do it. For example, when we heard about FESMIN and some of the things that were going to happen with that, and of course the name I think might have been changed to the International Black Arts Festival, it was very successful, very powerful, and we were represented quite well here, from here. So that happened, and of course other things are now going on in the UN, and I mean it's just a beautiful thing. Now one of the things we're going to talk about today is, of course, something that took place in the UN this actually yesterday, the Day of Remembrance. Now for some you may not have heard of that, but it is an international day. I think it got started in 2009, I believe, and it has been designated by the UN that on March 25th, there's to be a Day of Remembrance in regard to the victims of the slavery that took place during the transatlantic crossing. And all that's really connected with that in reality. Okay, so we're going to talk about what happened at the UN yesterday and also other things that are relevant to development in regard to reparations, in regard to the legacy of none other than our own Queen Mother Moore. Of course, this is International Women's History Month, and we must say something about Queen Mother Moore. We have to also, you know, give much respect, much props to the many, many women of African descent, black women, who have not only made contributions, who have not only sacrificed, but certainly who led the way, who paved the way for the Million Woman March, and now it's the universal movement. We are so blessed to be able to be raised up on the shoulders of our ancestors. Wow. So hopefully you all will continue to tune in, not just tonight, but for ongoing shows, and we certainly welcome you to communicate with us a little later on. All you have to do is call area code 646-652-2232. Again, that's 646-652-2232. We're going to open up the chat room. Oh, in about 5 minutes, you are certainly welcome to, communicate via the chat room. And let's see, what else did we want to talk about tonight? Oh, of course, we will always talk about addressing the issue of violations of our sisters. And certainly we can give you an update and a report that the National Task Force for the Elimination of Violence and Abuse of Black Women and Girls is in full effect. We have a dynamite crew of folk from all over the country that call in each week, every Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and we're getting a lot of work done. Starting this Wednesday, you will be able to see our newsletter online. We can also forward it to you via email, and you'll begin to see some of the work that we have accomplished only in just a couple of weeks, actually. A lot of work is getting done, and it just goes to show you that when you are, in fact, working with folk that are serious, committed, and ready, it's like things can happen. Like, I just can't even believe the type of accomplishments that we're making in just such a short period of time. So surely, in a few more months, oh my gosh, I'm just looking so forward to what I know we're going to do. And, of course, all of this is going towards not only the development of further Black Women Defense League projects, but, of course, this May we begin a national campaign, which is awareness. Now, May the 7th will serve as our first kickoff date, and it will be a day of awareness to bring attention to the what we now might begin to call a crisis of violations that is being placed against African women and girls nationwide. Now, right now, we're focusing primarily on North America, but I can assure you very soon we're going to be dealing with this issue all across the board as it pertains to Africa, as it pertains to the Caribbean and anywhere else where African women, black women are being victimized, violated, et cetera, et cetera. So now we have begun this process. May 7th is the date for a day of action, a day of awareness. We're asking folk all over the country to do something on that day to begin to bring attention to the fact that the increase of violence and abuse of our women is in our midst but must begin to be eradicated. We must also make certain that people know that a national task force has been formed. And next May, the first week in May, there will be a week-long convention, conference, whatever you care to call it, but for a week long, all folk that are truly interested, concerned in getting information, training, connecting with one another, etc., those who are already activists, already advocates that deal with the issue of violence and abuse of women and girls, you should be at that convention next year, May 2012 in Washington, D.C. There will also be a mass rally in order for those who are really concerned, who will be able to stand together, who want to stand together and show support and solidarity in the ongoing work, in the ongoing call to eliminate all forms of violence and abuse of our women and girls. That was one of the platform issues for the Million Women March. And as I said earlier, we were always about making certain that we kept our pledges and our promises. For some, again, it meant little to nothing. But for the majority of our people, especially our women, they wanted to see the Million Women March. They supported the Million Women March and expected to see the things that we said we were about and would do. And over the years, although it has been extremely difficult to remain not only self-determined, but to make certain that we would not be exploited or that we would not get whitewashed or just co-opt into the system and the politicians that we now have amongst us, you know, many of them who say they're black leaders, and we all know that that's suspect for sure in this day and age. But the reality is MWM has remained firm, has remained clear, has not sold out, and therefore is the only entity, the official, the original MWM, Million Women March Now movement, is in fact the only official entity that comes directly from the originating and founding office. So, with that said, we are now ready to move forward in developing a global movement for all women and girls of African descent. And now there is certainly membership. Chapters are being developed. And just so many wonderful, wonderful things that are happening. And we can't wait to really now unveil what we have in store for our people. And again, especially for our sisters. So, with that said, you can get more information if you like by just emailing nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. Or you can call area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. Okay, before we go to a quick break and also pay our tribute to a sister that we always will remember, and this is just one of many great songstress and storytellers and artists, and of course her name is Abby Lincoln, and we're going to play something from Abby Lincoln in a few moments just to remember her and to hear her brilliant voice and brilliant style of, you know, artistry. But before we do that, we want to also send a special shout out to Brother Ramesses for a wonderful day of Only in America Part 2. It was a very good program as usual, and certainly something that, you know, we know is not only necessary, especially in the community here in Philly, where, needless to say, you know, there's so much betrayal, there is so much slick stuff going on, and don't even talk about police and so-called politicians and law enforcement and all that. That stuff is so whack, it's just unbelievable. But as we all know, business as usual. Okay, so with that said, we want to thank Brother Ramesses again for having another very good forum that addressed the issue of police and governmental terrorism. And from what I understand, it's going to be part 3 in June, and we're certainly looking forward to being a part of it as well. Okay, moving right along. Let's see, Queen Mother should be calling in very shortly. And in the meantime, what I think we're going to do is, it looks like we have a caller who wants to share a few words with us. So let's see if we have someone here. Caller at 8474, did you have a comment or something you want to share
this
with us tonight?
This is Dr. Maurice Henderson.
Hey, Dr. Maurice Henderson.
How are
you tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
Very good, very good. Okay, well, you definitely called in at a very good time because we're waiting for Queen Mother to call in. And in the meantime, congratulations on your upcoming event this week. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about it? And by the way, family, this is, he's Dr. Maurice, without a doubt, but he's also our brother, and we certainly appreciate all of the work and the commitment that he's certainly shown over the years. And when we say, you know, Philly, we talk about Philly a lot because Philly got some real crazy dumb stuff that goes on. But for real, there's some beautiful folk here too. So, you know, we're always happy to let you know who some of them are as well. So, Dr. Maurice, what's going on? I think, what March 30th?
Yeah, March 30th. We have a production called A History of the Black Man in America. And that production is our production that goes on from 6:30 to 7:30, and just shows all the racist things that has happened to the black man, from slavery, from Katrina, from South Africa, you know, and the United States. So it gives a chronicle year by year of different things that has happened to the black man.
Wow, okay. Now, the only thing is, there's some background going on,
okay,
and it's kind of interfering with the dialogue, so if maybe you can move away from that for a moment. Wow. So that's happening March the 30th. Now, is this one of your productions, one of the
yes.
things you've written? Your
yes, it is.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Now, is this a... Go ahead.
And it's a one-man show.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
it's going to be at Moonstone Art Center, which is at 13th and Sampson Street, right off the corner of 13th and Sampson Street,
okay,
on the second floor. I mean, and then after that, we're going to be coming back again on Friday, April the 8th, which is part of the SLAM Festival. And SLAM stands for Spoken Language Alive Musing. And at 6 p.m., Black Ice from the HBO series, from the HBO Death Poets series,
uh-huh.
from the Broadway show, is going to be at the University of Pennsylvania, the Rotunda, from 6 to 8 p.m., and that's going to be a free event.
Okay.
And then at 8 p.m., we're going to be doing an awards presentation to Sonny Driver from Scoop USA.
Oh, yeah.
To Dr. Kamika Williams, and also to Black Ice. And that's going to be held from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Paul Robeson House Museum at 4951 Walnut Street. And that's a free event.
Wow.
And then coming back on that Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the library at 48th and Walnut, we're going to be doing a series called Rich or Almost Famous: How to Break into the Entertainment Business, the Music Industry, and Performing Arts. And that's going to be a free workshop from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So our schedule is full, and we're glad to offer these free events in the community for folks to come out to see the art and to learn how to produce, direct, and create the art.
All right. That is wonderful. Now, Dr. Maurice, when you get the opportunity, please forward to us that calendar so that we can
okay.
also send that out as well to our listserv. And, that's
and,
a
and,
lot.
And, yeah, and interesting, and so we just got finished doing my one-man show, Obama, Straight No Chaser, and that sold out at Moonstone. And they're also sold out at the Paul Robeson House, you know. So, you know, they're scheduled to go on tour. And then it's in the fall, well, beginning fall, on the anniversary or the memorial of the Katrina, we're going to be having a live broadcast, a live radio broadcast of our play, Hush Harbor, Speaking the Names from Katrina.
Mm.
So that's going to happen the exact day that Katrina occurred in New Orleans and also in the Gulf Coast. And then from the September 9th through 11th, we're going to be off-Broadway in New York doing a production entitled 911 Witness and Testimonial. And for those who can't see it, we're going to make that available for pay-per-view also.
Oh.
It's going to be live from New York, a pay-per-view for those who can't come see it in New York. So our schedule is busy. But now we are promoting a Race to America series. And that series is going to include the Obama play, the 911 play, and also the Hush Harbor, speaking of names, from Katrina play. Mm-hmm. So those are going to be our three productions that we're going to be mounting going on tour this year that discusses all kinds of issues about race to America.
Mm.
You know, and see, white people may see it as a race to America, but we're saying race, the number two, in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's subliminal suggestion about how white folks see it and how we see it. You know,
I love it. And
either way, people were racing to and out of America. You know, so you know, for Katrina, people were racing to America to help. You know, for 911, a lot of people left America, and then for Obama, a lot of people also left America. They said, "We're tired of this black man. He's not going to be president. We're not going for this." And the interesting thing about the Obama play, we actually show pictures of them mocking him as a monkey, of them mocking him as a rubber band man, and also of them mocking him and making a comparison to him and Hitler. You know, and we give a lot of facts that explain that a lot of people don't know that the same places in Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, and Mississippi, those places where horrendous things happened to us during the civil rights struggle, those states went to McCain. And so we're asking the question, how could these things happen when we should know better than all of these places where things happen to us? Those places should have turned, especially in the black populated areas, and a lot of them didn't. So we're asking those questions. And then we also, you know, we are discussing that we can talk about Obama, but then we also have to understand that there were 22 senators and congressmen that were elected to office from 1865 to 1902 prior to Reconstruction. So that's a history that we had to know. And so when the play opens, Obama walks out, and nobody's saying, which is crazy. And then we talk about how when Obama received letters, he only received letters like Mr. President. He received letters like Donkey Kong. You know, he received letters like, you know, Hookhead, Tarface. You know, and so it says, since when does a reigning president hear these kind of remarks? And then he chides the black community about how is it that they're selling things like Obama T-shirts, Obama ties, Obama aerosol spray cans, Obama thongs, Obama hair. You know, and none of those products, none of that disposable income is going back to the black community. So that's why, you know, it's really, really important. And it's historical, but, you know, when it talks about the things that have happened in America and certain things that harken back to the civil rights period. So that's why, you know, it's really becoming a discussion piece. And we have it interactive. So we asked the audience. So Obama asked the audience, does anybody know any about me? He asked the audience. He said, so where was I born? No one knew.
Mom!
Listen. Yeah, so no one knew, you know. So he asked like a whole bunch of questions, of you know just about, you know, what's going on in America, and folks really, really don't even know. You know. So that's why, you know, we are having a lot of discussions about race to America, which is going to be really, really, really important. Hello.
Okay. You know what? We are having, I have a little bit of technical difficulty. Hopefully, it'll clear up. That is a gap sometimes. But if we could get disconnected, Dr. Maurice, just hang up and call us right back.
Okay.
But I'm detecting some technical difficulties, which is interesting as you talk about Obama.
Yeah. And people were laughing and everything, because, you know, and it's humorous, and it's so you know, and it's very, very, it's very interactive. Very interactive. But it just goes to show that it's a really historical, and it talks about all the things in history that some of us don't know. And every time Obama discusses issues, he holds up a book that has the issues in the book. And so he says, you know, if I ever want to hide anything from you all I got to do is put it in an ordinance as a book. And
wow.
Everything that he talks about, he picks up a book. So we are promoting reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and particularly reading things that are written about Obama by black authors.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's really interesting to watch how things are unfolding on this political journey that we're now on, and I think it's very clear that a lot of what we think is happening isn't, in that, you know, to put a lot into the presidency or any of this stuff beyond a certain point, I think we are now able to examine it a lot closer. The fact that to this day, and we talked about this on last week's show with Dr. James Small, it's interesting that what is going on in Libya, for example, under, you know, unfortunately, the Obama administration, which we think was kind of orchestrated even before now, when, for example, President Gaddafi was in the United States, I believe 2010, and tore up the UN. We knew then that that was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And so what we saw now is not, you know, it's not any shocking kind of thing, but what's kind of interesting is to see that it's happening under this administration.
Yeah.
Okay. And earlier today we were at a forum, and the discussion happened to be that, you know, Philadelphia, and I always talk about Philly. Philly is an interesting place because if you look at the history here, you will often see certain things that manifest elsewhere. And
yeah.
So what we talked about today at a forum was the fact that the local government here had wanted to deal with MOVE for quite some time. Well, you know, far back in 78, which they did. But it wasn't until they got the first black mayor that then a bomb was dropped.
Yeah.
You know, now that was a very interesting kind of observation to see a complete black neighborhood be, you know, just destroyed.
Yeah.
Under the administration of a black man. And so, you know, I'm saying that to say that we now have to be very cognizant of the fact that this system plays something. When you talk about subliminal,
yeah.
This system plays some very interesting games, and some of them is subliminal, and some of them is right in your face. But I just think we need to be very careful of how our people, even with good intentions, are sometimes set up.
And you know, and see, an interesting thing in the Obama play, because we did it on March 18th, that's the same date that Obama did his speech about Jeremiah Wright at the National Constitution Center, you know, and so in the play it comes out. So he says like, you know, this is important because I'm back here in Philadelphia again, and he says that, you know, when I look at my history and things that have been done to black Americans, I look at the bombings in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, and that's not too much different than the bombings of MOVE.
Right. Wow. See? That's why I said this is a very interesting time. It really, really is. A lot is being disclosed to us. If we pay attention, we'll be really, I think, ready for whatever is really going to be coming. And I certainly believe there's going to be some stuff coming. Some of it's going to be man-made, and some of it's not, as we see in Japan.
And you know,
U.S. Can't keep missing some all this natural disaster stuff. U.S.
Yeah.
Ain't going to keep missing some of that.
But see, an interesting thing about a lot of, they always says that if you drill in certain places, the land will tell itself.
Mm-hmm,
and so, you know, America has tried to step out of the way by having all the drilling done in those countries.
Right, that's right.
You know, and so, like, if you keep on drilling, if the land loses its minerals, it's going to repel itself.
That's right. No doubt. That makes sense, my brother.
You know.
Well, brother, thank you so much. I see Queen Mother has called in.
Okay.
But what I'd like for you to do is give that information out again and how they can contact you, and make sure you send it to us, and we'll kick it out again during the course of the week as well. But let's give us some more information about the 30th.
Okay. First of all, everybody can contact me through area code 215-820-7571. Or you can always email me at Maurice Brian Henderson. That's B-R-I-A-N Henderson at yahoo.com. But once again, it's March 30th at 6:30 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
A History of the Black Man in America at Moonstone Arts Center, 13th and Sansom Street. April the 8th is the Black Ice performance at the University of Penn Rotunda at 40th and Walnut Street. And then at 8 p.m. is the Black Writers Celebration Old School Poetry from 8 to 10 p.m. at the Paul Robeson House Museum, 4951 Walnut Street. Those events are free. And then on Saturday, April the 9th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's Rich or Almost Famous, a workshop on how to break into the entertainment business, the music industry, and also the performance arts field. And that's free. So I look forward to you all coming out. Feel free to call me for more information. That's 215-820-7571. And I thank you.
Oh, you're certainly welcome, brother. And just so you'll know, I'm planning to have you with us in October when we do this year's anniversary for the Million Women March. I don't know if you heard, but we made the announcement official that the Million Women March will be preparing to go to Africa. And the women at the UN loved it.
Oh, really?
We are on our way, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, keep me posted.
You know I will.
Okay. All right.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Peace to you. All right, family. Okay, what we're going to do is take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be joined by our own Queen Mother, Dr. Dolores Blakely, and we're going to talk about yesterday's activity that took place at the UN. Of course, it's called the Day of Remembrance, but of course for us, we remember it every day. And we'll remember it every day and make sure we don't let others forget every day. But it's always good to know and understand the dynamics of what is happening on an international level. And certainly Queen Mother brings that to us, and we are so thankful for that. So we're going to talk about the Day of Remembrance, what happened yesterday, but also how it came about, where it's going, and so forth and so on. Okay, but what we want you to do is just hang right in there. We're going to open up the chat room in a few moments and give us a few minutes to get set up for our dialogue with Queen Mother, Dr. Dolores Blakely. And in the meantime, enjoy Abby Lincoln. Okay, family, we're black. The For some reason, we were having some technical difficulties, and that does happen periodically, but we are black now, and hopefully Queen Mother will be calling back. We couldn't get access to our boards a few moments ago, and what we're going to do is try to reach back out to her and let her know that we were having some technical difficulties and ask her to call back in. It is so ironic because we were talking about Obama a little while ago, and at that very point in time, we were able to kind of, you know, hear some difficulties coming in. So we think Queen Mother is back. Hopefully, we have her now. We have had some technical difficulties tonight, so please bear with us. And I think we're okay now. We're going to go to our live line, and as we end. Joining us is our own Queen Mother, Dr. Dolores Blakely, who is one of our official representatives, or shall I say advisors, consultant, UN consultant, as we prepare and get ready for our African ancestral journey. For the Million Women March is on its way to Africa. And as I said earlier, I'm not sure where we got cut off at, but now we are ready to bring our movement forward, and where else to officially kick it off but our homeland. But we're going to talk right now about yesterday and all the things relevant to that, the Day of Remembrance. So let's go to our live line now, and joining us now is Queen Mother, Dr. Dolores Blakely. Queen Mother, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are
finally.
You?
Oh, finally.
Yes,
we've been
yes.
having some technical difficulties tonight, interestingly enough.
Yes, and let's say that the ancestors are with us. So the ancestors have been talking.
That's right.
Yes, instead of us doing all the talking, sometime they want to intervene and interject some reflections. And as you know, that yesterday was the International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very, very moving day. It started off with the most busy schedule that the Secretary General have had, you know, within the last week or so. He took out time to be at the morning session with us, as well as the Deputy Secretary General, the President of the General Assembly, and member states. And as the United States also did their deliberation, I made it clear after they had completed it, because I didn't know what they was going to speak on prior to them making their statement to the United Nations yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I brought to the delegation consciousness and to let our son Barack Obama know that we all want reparations.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the message that I sent back to the White House and to the State Department yesterday. With their deliberation or their statement that they made for the day of the International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery,
mm-hmm.
and the Remembrance of the Transatlantic Slave Trade.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was very, very powerful, where we had the concert, the Living Legacy concert. The living legacy of 30 million untold stories. And we had some of our giants were present. Our elder, when Randy Weston was there, and he was so moving because we had just left him at the World Festival of Black Arts and Culture in
mm-hmm.
Senegal, which he
mm-hmm.
played at the foot of the African Renaissance Monument. So reunite with him, and as you know that he's been going to Africa since the 60s,
mm-hmm.
and to have an elder to embrace us last night in the spirit of our ancestors was very, very powerful, very, very powerful yesterday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have our dearly beloved sister who was able to sing the anthem, the African anthem
mm-hmm.
for us,
mm-hmm.
Melville Moore.
Mm.
She filled up the place yesterday.
All right.
And singing, you know, her rendition or her reflections to our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
She just filled up the room. in terms of her, you know, giving us our energy and of our people,
mm-hmm.
and to reflect in a prayer for tone to our ancestors yesterday. You had our children that I have taken to Gory Island in the slave house, Morgan Heritage. They were able to take the energy moving from the slave house in Gory,
mm-hmm.
to the stage of the world community of the United Nations in the General Assembly Hall, where heads of states and many speak from that space and energy. And it was very moving. Quite naturally, you had the African countries with the artists came from Mali as well as Cameroon. Senegal was present, and many of the other countries, Gambia, Ghana,
mm-hmm.
Uganda, and all of the other member countries was present. One of the prime ministers, of the minister and a deputy prime minister came in from Guinea, Equatorial Guinea, as well as our minister that came in from Cameroon. So it was very, very moving, remembrance of our ancestors. I think that our ancestors were very pleased with us of what we did. We had a young sister, which she's from New York One. She's written a book, and she's coming out of Tennessee. And she was able to do her reflection from her reading of her book last night as well. And during the day, we had the first African-American president of Brown University. She spoke to us and talked about the school where she is now as the first African-American woman to head that university, Brown Ivy League University, as well as talking about the history of the school, of the slave master, and what that school was and what that school is becoming,
mm-hmm.
and recognition of the role of the slave descendants. And that was very moving, you know, with a woman of her stature coming in and discussing the role of the school and what they're doing for the image of the school around the slave trade. But you know where I was coming from in the spirit of Queen Mother Moore.
Oh, yes.
As I listened to all that spoke, and I was able to put on record reparations and the greatest crime committed against the people.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they can never pay us, but as Queen Mother said, the healing must begin, and there's a payback.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it very clear for us never to forget reparations. So I did, was able to record that in history.
Mm-hmm.
The monument is where we are, is to erect a monument at the United Nations, which the CARICOM countries are the one leading that. Directly, the leadership is coming out of Jamaica, but the whole CARICOM nations are a part of that. So we really thank them for their tireless effort, been working for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so with them continue to forge ahead, it's been very moving. And I call on the audience, as they're saying, we must support the statue at the United Nations. And so they're asking for whatever donations or whatever contribution we can make as a family,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We should do so. So there again, there is a way we go up out on the site and people could pledge to the monument of our, you know, ancestors,
mm-hmm.
which they are going to build at the United Nations. And so that they could do at the UN's fight on the slave trade, and be able to pledge whatever they can pledge.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this whole week has been a very moving week, starting with a film and a discussion with school children, having educators to come to the university come to the United Nations from various universities, talked about a curriculum in training and education around the slave trade and what it means and what we should be teaching the generations yet not born, as I constantly talked about. And so that was good to see your educators and your scholars addressing the issues, not only in the United States but outside, dealing with the issue of the curriculum design and education that they're proposing through UNESCO, and then having the member states to do their deliberation, and then having the concert on the International Day of Remembrance of the Slave Trade and the victims of slavery. And so, as I said, this week has been a full week for me, a very solemn week for me. But at the end of the day, I rejoice with the ancestors, because I think they were very, very pleased with us. And it showed in many ways by who gathered in that space at the United Nations after a very troubling week in the world community. Here we were able to pour libation and focus on the energy and the spiritualness of our ancestors, and be able to pull from and draw from that energy to the world community. It was very, very powerful and very, very moving for those of us who had that experience this week. So we wanted to come in and share that with our brothers and sisters, and letting them know that we are still on that divine and sacred mission that our ancestors have left for us to continue to be on. And so it's an honor to be able to discuss this tonight with you. And those who are interested in going on their website, it's www.un.org/events/slavery-remembrance-day. And you can just browse, and it's about 2.5 hours of the concert. But every day they're telling the story, the untold stories of 30 million. So it was telling a story within a week.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So we, you know, and encourage all to embrace the energy led by our Ambassador Wolf of Jamaica. And I just give my ask for all of us to keep them in our consciousness on this journey. Because, as you know, those of us who've been appointed and destined to serve in various capacities around this awesome task that our ancestors have left for us to do, we ask and we send out the energy of those who are chosen for the leadership. So we ask for the conscious reflection and prayers around our brother, whatever that may be, however you may express that, of good energy and positive thought process for him, since he is the leader coming out of Jamaica, the permanent ambassador to the nation. And that is our dearly beloved brother, Ambassador Raymond Wolf
mm-hmm.
of Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that energy of reflection, I'm here to share with you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Queen Mother. Now, let me ask, because I'm sure for some this might have been the first time that they've heard of the Day of Remembrance. When did it get started? And the other question is, what can we do here? And I know you indicated to support some of the projects and campaigns that are already underway. But are there any things that are actually here in the U.S. that we can be involved in?
Well, yes. The launching took place. They have a website
okay.
that is out. Which they could, you know, go up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And the website is www. UN Slavery Memorial.org.
Okay.
And you could pledge whatever you want to pledge. You'd be able to send your information and the information of pledging, acknowledgement information,
mm-hmm.
or ways that you think that you would like to be involved with the, with the permanent memorial at the United Nations to
mm-hmm.
honor the victims of slavery and the transatlantic slave trade. And they've been on this divine mission, I would say, since 3 years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like full speed ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The ambassador of goodwill is Russell Simmons, and I'm sure that advisory board members are comes out of member states. And I think the reason why Russell was chosen because it's really about raising funds.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
those who can call out to others
mm-hmm.
that would be in a position to make that a reality. And last night I was able to tell the ambassador those hip-hop generation children that we took to the World Festival of Black Arts and Culture in December that have gone through, which we launched, and they have gone through the middle passage of the transatlantic ocean of the slave trade through the way of Gory Island and the slave house. They have been there to include the conscious young people in the hip-hop generation to be a part of this divine, mission. And then they could help to call out to others. That's the reason why I brought Margaret Heritage into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because they performed a part of the celebration last night to our ancestors. But also, they have been on that journey with me at the slave house in Gory Island. So they are ready. They are ready for the divine mission. And then they could help to call the others who are Capitan and, Akon, Busta Rhymes, and the list can go on and on and on. Wirecrest. They were all in the World Festival of Black Arts and Culture in December in Dakar, Senegal. And so many of them that came on the ground, their priority was to get to the slave house in Gory. And thanks to President Abdullah Wade appointing me as one of the ambassadors of goodwill, which we had the opportunity for those who are jet setters to get in and out. By able to use his, his personal yacht
mm-hmm.
or his private yacht to make that happen
mm-hmm.
because they couldn't wait. Some of the artists came in 3:30 in the morning, and once they performed, they were gone by 6.
Mm-hmm.
They left because
mm-hmm.
they were working artists.
Sure, sure.
But they wanted to come.
Mm-hmm.
Only Wycliffe got stuck
mm-hmm.
where he stayed for 3 days, didn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He came in and kept performing. And so that means the ancestors had him. And there's nothing you could do when they capture you like that. You just have to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happened for some of the artists. But some of the artists got on the ground, performed, kept their commitments, went on to the slave house, dealt with our ancestors, jumped back on a plane, and they were out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that, energy, you need all of us to talk about what we must do for our ancestors and those in a position to do something. Then it's up to us to do it, whether it's $10 we pledge, $5, 10 cents, one penny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, we are part of history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are doing it. We're making it happen for our ancestors as we call on others to join us and with, the CARICOM countries.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Caribbean taking the leadership and, a part of this for us.
Right.
And especially for those of us children in the United States of America. And when you look at, 55 million of us or so more, based on who's counting us.
Mm-hmm.
And then it behooves that the CARICOM took the high road to as member state to do this,
mm-hmm.
and for us to rally and give them as all of the support we can as African descendants born in the United States of America. It behooves us, you know, to support and be in partnership with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the kind of call out of the pledges that we want to do, and having everybody go online, kick in, you know, give your information, pledge $1, pledge 10 cents, whatever it is, do it and make it happen, because we want to have it done within probably in the next 3 years from now,
mm-hmm.
okay, of raising something like close to $5 million,
mm-hmm.
okay, to make that a reality. And right now, I think they have something like about 900,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't even have $1 million yet into, you know, into their pocket. But we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we could do it if we all just pulled together as one. And Mortgage Heritage took us out last night with the love and the oneness. We are one people. We are one black people. They made it very clear last night. And the love of the world coming together around, you know, the conscious of our ancestors. So it was very powerful, very moving.
Good thanks.
Yeah,
and I'm
very
sure with someone like Russell Simmons, with all the connections and the people that he know, $5 million is like a drop in the bucket.
Well, that's true. But there again, you know, it's not just Russell Simmons. It's about us.
Mm-hmm.
As a family, and that's what I pick up from, you know, the ambassador,
mm-hmm.
where they're coming from, that it ends up being a people's monument to the ancestors,
mm-hmm.
you know, not one or two people making it happen, but all of us making it happen, of inclusion,
no doubt.
Is what I'm feeling from him.
Mm-hmm.
He has not expressed that to me, but that's what I'm picking up, because
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking like you think it. If you brought on Russell Simmons,
right.
you can't make it happen. What are we talking about?
Right.
But I think that it's beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm picking up from his energy was like, it's ours. It's mm-hmm. our ancestors. We must claim it. You know, we must support it. You know, and this is what I was picking up from Ambassador
mm-hmm.
Wolf
so
and
maybe
his, you know,
things,
discussion.
Maybe as things proceed and develop, some other components can be connected whereby it does represent the masses of the people.
Yes.
You know, because if that's what we're asking and we want people to connect to that, then I think it might be a good idea to also have that presented or represented in that kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be a lot easier, I think, to, you know, to kind of communicate that. But the other thing that I think is really important that we let our family know is that for artists, there's a piece in this that artists can be involved in, because is the design competition still happening?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you said that. They are, you know, still looking at design.
Right,
they are
right.
calling on artists
mm-hmm.
from all over the black world
right, that's right.
to participate in this.
Mm-hmm.
So, the gates are open, the door
right.
is open, you know, put the word out. Just tell people to get it in.
Mm-hmm.
Like we told them about going to the World Festival of Black
right.
Arts and Culture.
Right.
Get in it. You know, you got to get in it.
Right.
And this is the time for those artists from around the black world. Get your design, your concept, you know,
mm-hmm.
they got judges, you know, whatever that piece that they need to have set that up is already set up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not late. It's just move it. Just do
right.
it.
That's right.
Don't think about it, you know, and as I said, go to the website.
Right.
Again, the website is Permanent Memorial at the United Nations to Honor the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade. That's www.unslaverymemorial.org. And, you know, just call in. And for more information, too, which I see that they're also talking about partnerships,
mm-hmm.
You can contact 212-963-1000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's by phone. It's 212-963-1000. 1,000. And by email, you could do partner, P-A-R-T-N-E-R, at un.org. Partner at un.org. And just say Queen Mother sent you.
Okay. That's right.
Queen Mother say, get down and support.
What
do I do? What you want from me? You know, hit them and tell them. Queen Mother said it. Told you to get in there. Okay? Just drop the word.
Right.
Queen Mother says, for us to get involved, you know, let's support ourselves and honoring our ancestors. You know, just put the word out there. And flood them. Just flood them. You know, so in that way they know that, you know, the word is getting out and they have launched the website. So the website is out there for you to go to. And just click in what you got to say, you know, and let them know and call them. You know, you have a telephone number to call. And let me see if any other way that you want to write. They have one UN Plaza, which is DC1-1328. And that's the United Nations Office for Partnership. And that's DC1-1328. That's New York, New York, 10017. And there is, if you want to get to the permanent mission to Jamaica, permanent mission, let me give you their telephone number, the leadership, and thank Ambassador Wolf for his leadership. 212-935-7509. Again, it's 212-935-7509. And they have their email as well, Jamaica, you know, the country Jamaica, J-A-M-A-I-C-A, Jamaica, at un.int. Again, Jamaica at un.int. And that's Ambassador Wolf.
All right.
Yes, that you'll be
right,
able
Queen
to
Mother,
get
thank you.
Them.
Thank you for that information, report, and definitely insight. Family, we will give you the that UN address, website address again before we close out tonight. But we are going to close this segment out so that we can kind of wrap up. And Queen Mother, I want to thank you again. And I'm sure you have some final words you want to share with us before you leave us tonight.
Yes, I want to first say to you and then to all of our sisters, happy Women's Month. And thank
yes.
you for all of the work that you've been doing and your leadership style of bringing our divine family together. Without us women, mothers, sisters, and daughters of civilization, which the Creator has placed us in and keeping us on the sacred path of life, we just love you and honor all of you,
oh,
and especially
absolutely.
You, our dearly beloved sister, our Princess Chi, our own Princess Chi, Empress Chi. You know, whatever title we like to call you, then you must allow us to do so.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
But Queen Mother, before you go, it just kind of ran across my board here. I have to ask you about this, and if you want to elaborate, we'll certainly open up the mic on Tuesday for our new program, Still We Rise. But Brother Philip Muhammad sent us a message yesterday, and we are looking into it. We're reviewing what he sent. And as I looked at some of it earlier today, I happened to notice that the sister he was forwarding information to us about was sitting right next to you. In Senegal during the festival. So I don't know if you were aware of the concern that is going on with the sister from South Africa and her alleged suicide?
Well, I don't know too much about it at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told Brother Muhammad and
mm-hmm.
the little ones, when the information
mm-hmm.
hit and everybody started emailing everyone,
right, right,
that it's important that we investigate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do what you call investigating reporting.
Yes, absolutely.
And instead of just putting information out
mm-hmm.
and we're not clear where things are
That's
coming
right.
from,
That's right.
I think we have to be very cautious.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get all of the facts, then we'll know how to move it.
Sure.
Because now you're talking about international.
Sure.
We do know that she left Senegal.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the festival was over. And quite naturally, when you're in an international setting, in the World Festival of Black Arts and Culture,
mm-hmm.
the young people came from all over the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So she came from South Africa. She did not
right.
come with us.
Right.
As a part of our delegation was a U.S. delegation. And our young people came from all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But the young people from around the black world gravitated toward our young people every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up being called Mama Africa before I left Africa. So you can imagine the influence mm-hmm. that we have as children of the transatlantic ocean of the slave trade. Is something about us is very special and very
mm-hmm.
dear
yes,
to
indeed.
Continent children.
Yes, indeed.
So you had a lot of that gravitation was taking place in the Fesman village on the grounds. You know, they wanted to sit with them. They wanted to be on the bus with them. They wanted to go to their room. They wanted to eat with them. You know, and this would happen with the little one. And so we included her because she was one of our daughters. She was one
mm-hmm.
of my daughters at the Festman, and she had a great talent.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, we do not know all of the facts. We don't know information. It's very limited because I have no information coming out of Senegal
mm-hmm.
at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that she left the country. Because
mm-hmm.
I was on the ground for almost 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where everybody was in 2 months' time,
mm-hmm.
you know, of leaving Senegal. So she had left. The Festman was over. And once Festman was over, then the country, you know, dispersed the young people back to their countries
mm-hmm.
and made sure they were comfortable till they got their flights out, whether they were going back to Haiti,
mm-hmm.
going back to Brazil, going
right.
back to wherever, France, Italy, South Africa, Mali.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if young people did not go to their particular country, no one can force them to go wherever because they was young adults. That was
right.
the beauty of that, too,
mm-hmm.
that they could travel alone. And many of them were young artists. So you're not talking about not, you know, they have never traveled in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
These were young people in a competition, an international competition that was accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And so in saying that they left the country, you know, because I was one of the ambassadors of goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
So there again, I know that she left.
Right.
She left the country, and my understanding, she was going off, because, you know, young people talk as other ones are going and saying
right.
goodbye and giving love to each other and
sure.
going to write each other and email each other and going to invite each other. It was that kind of love fest
right.
that they brought amongst themselves, and it was just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I have never witnessed anything like that. So there again, if something happened to one of them with their connection with each other,
mm-hmm.
there again, you know, we still need to find out what that's all about.
Absolutely.
And right now, you know, it's premature, I think, on our part to
mm-hmm.
say it was this, that,
sure.
that, because I don't have no report given
mm-hmm.
to me
mm-hmm.
that I could be able to say, yes, this is what the report we have received.
Mm-hmm.
from officials that are involved with the process.
Right.
And so right now, you know, we are still finishing up the report that we need to finish
sure.
up to get in. And I'm sure as an ambassador of goodwill, they will share with me what I need to know. And once they share it with me, then I could be able to share it with the community at large.
Okay, very good.
Yes,
well, hopefully
yes.
By Tuesday we will have some additional information, because that was pretty much our position as well, that, you know, we would try to find out as much as possible.
Right.
And, you know, be able to do, you know, some kind of evaluation upon further information.
Yes, well,
but
you have to do investigating reporting.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you have to get it from someone, not with, you know, the young people say to each other on the emails and sending emails, and you're not clear where emails are coming from either.
Right.
That's, again,
right.
not investigating reporting.
Because,
you know, I could have somebody to send an email from South Africa to you.
Sure.
And you may think it's me.
Right.
And it may not be me at all. Like someone sent information and said that I was in Scotland and please send some money.
Right.
And, you know, somebody did send some money through Western Union, and they picked it up. I was nowhere near North Scotland. You know, so there again, you know, you don't know the energy of the Internet unless we really dig and do our own investigation, investigating, reporting, and this is what young people have to get into. Amongst themselves, which I think some of them have the skills and ability to do so, and I would like to see them take up the issue. If she's gone and they think that there is foul play, then let's look and dig. Let's do our homework. Let's do our research. Let us be clear on what we are doing.
And certainly that's what here at the National MWM and the Men Women Movement, that's what we're committed to do as well. And come October, there's going to be several sessions made available to help provide some of that, because we'll be bringing forward our plan that we've been working on for a few years now, including the Ida B. Wells Institute and the Mumia Abu-Jamal School of Journalism.
Well, that's wonderful.
So that we can literally help provide the proper training and insight and mindset to report and investigate our issues.
Yes, you have to do that, you know, and that is very, very important that the young people get into those kinds of training and skills, especially when you're talking about reporting information. You want to have an informed audience that you are reporting to.
Absolutely.
And I think that sometimes the young people get a little excited and really, you know, emotions, and it has something to do with their feeling and their caring, which they should care for each other. And you want them to do that, have all of the passion of caring for each other, because that's what the World Festival was about, is that they were becoming one Africa.
Well, we want to make sure that we have it available for all of our sisters, regardless of age, because as women, we tend to be, you know, emotional or whatever you want to call it anyway. It's just a part of our character. So we know and understand that, and we have to now make sure that we create the kind of balance that is necessary in order for us to move forward and succeed. But Queen Mother, we are now down to our last few minutes. I want to thank you again for, you know, sharing the information about yesterday's event and how folks can get involved. And we're going to have you back real soon.
All right. Blessings to all of you, and stay on the sacred path of life. And happy Women's Month.
Absolutely. Give thanks. All right, Queen Mother, thank you again.
Okay, blessings.
Peace to you.
Peace.
Okay, family, we are now down to our last few minutes. We want to thank all of you again for tuning in tonight. We've had another fantastic program. Wow, so much going on, but we want to remind you again, Million Women March is, in fact, on the move, and perhaps more importantly, its movement is on the move, and we are getting ready to go worldwide. worldwide. We want to thank all of you again for tuning in and certainly remind you that we have, I'm sure, something for you, something that will interest you, something that will inspire you, something that will help you deal with some real growth and development. And remember, every Wednesday we have a teleconference meeting, especially for those who are interested in dealing with the issue of violence and abuse of our women and girls. We invite you. Please give us a call at 267-636-3802. Or you can email us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Or you can also now email us at sisterdefenders2012@gmail.com. Again, sister, S-I-S-T-A-H, defenders, D-E-F-E-N-D-E-R-S, 2012@gmail.com. All right. With that said, we're going to close out tonight. And again, as Queen Mother just indicated, we wish all of our sisters, all of our women and girls, a wonderful Women's History Month observance, but certainly a wonderful women's, black women's development and history every day. Okay, that's what we're looking at. So with that said, we're going to leave you with Mumia Abu-Jamal.
In opposition to their sclerotic, kleptocratic rulers, the West has thrust its large nose into the tent and voila, a new war has emerged, blessed by both the U.N. Security Council and the Arab League. Oh, they're using euphemisms like no-fly zone and protecting civilians, but those of us with a little memory can recall the decade-long U.S.-British no-fly zone over Iraq, which laid the groundwork for an invasion and a disaster that followed. Obama, elected ostensibly as the candidate to pull the U.S. out of at least one stupid war, has, bowing to right-wing and corporate pressure, opened the door to yet another one. Dissenters will argue that this isn't the same thing, that it's a no-fly zone, not an attack, and that Libya is no Iraq. In fact, any armed intervention in a nation's war is, well, war. When France joined the U.S. side in the U.S. fight against Britain, it became a combatant at war with England. A no-fly zone, like a blockade, is an act of war. The gates are open. This war, like Iraq, will result in disaster, and we will look back and wonder how we got here. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.
Again, you have been listening to New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. This is Empress Chi. We're going to leave out again with Abby Lincoln, Africa, one of our favorites, so we're playing it again. And we will look forward to communicating with you again next week. Until then, we leave you with the concept of Maat Hotep, that being, there can be no peace without justice. There can be no Hotep without Maat. And with that said, we move forward with the energy, the spirit, and the focus of 3 to the third power to obtain not only power, but prosperity and then peace. Tutanana.